The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Our goal here is to go around the iron curtain of censorship.
We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it.
These are the kind of fraud claims that have given the Wayne County Board pause, and they should be investigated, and the media should be asking questions.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
It's the Friday before Thanksgiving, and I'm going to do a little role-playing with you, okay? Here's my role-playing exercise that I'd like to share with you. I'm the mainstream media, okay? Here's what the mainstream media said yesterday. Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani held a press conference that was crazy. Wild claims, no substance, no evidence presented, they're off their rockers. And then I'm going to react the way I, as an American citizen, a radio host, somebody who loves his country, is going to react and speak from the heart. Every allegation and substantive claim of voter fraud should be explored. Every legal ballot should be counted, and every illegal ballot should be thrown out. And I don't know if there's an in-between. Maybe there is. Maybe you think the press conference was a little wild yesterday. It featured Rudy apparently leaking hair dye at one point, which was bizarre, to say the least. And, of course, I know social media and the mainstream media had a field day with that, because it was something to distract from what Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani were presenting, an opening argument about what we all, I think, instinctively know to be true. Something stinks here. All year long, President Trump has been warning and warning. Millions of mail-in ballots is a problem. And again, as an American citizen, let me just state the obvious. If you think it's a good idea to show a driver's license when you go cast a vote, why would you be in favor of people mailing in ballots where we don't know who in the heck anybody is? That's all. That's not complicated. And not only do I urge you to challenge me on that, I beg you, I implore you, if you favor voter ID laws, as many states very successfully implement, how could you possibly support millions and millions of anonymous ballots being stuck in the mail to be tabulated by poll workers or ballot counters in Democrat-run cities like Philadelphia and Chicago who desperately wanted Joe Biden to win? That's all. 1-800-655-MIKE. That's it. That's it. Oh, and here's a little Sidney Powell.
This is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine for people in this country to have participated in any way, shape, or form. And I want the American public to know right now that we will not be intimidated. American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
Now, you can make fun of that and say she's crazy, or you can say every legal vote ought to be counted and every illegal vote should be thrown out. That's what a free and fair election does. I'm good with California Congressman Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader. Here's what Leader McCarthy said yesterday.
Yes, at the end of the day, when every legal vote is counted, when every recount is finished and every legal challenge is heard, yeah, people will accept what the results are.
I'm good with that. How about you? 1-800-655-MIKE. Welcome. It's Friday, November the 20th. I'm so glad you tuned into the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Is Kevin McCarthy right when every legal ballot is counted and every illegal vote is not? We'll accept the outcome? Or do you think the mainstream media is right that it's all over but the shouting? We might as well already give the Senate to the Democrats because Perdue and Loeffler have already lost. We can count those ballots now. Mail them in Georgia. Secretary of State isn't doing the job that needs to be done. Go ahead, just sit back and just let them take it all. You tell me. Where are you with this? Let's find out, because your voice is what matters to me. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I hope you join
Wanna
us.
Want to see the news clips you hear on Mike's show? We live stream at MikeOnline.com. And then feature show highlights on our YouTube channel. Volume Subscribe one. To the Mike Gallagher Show YouTube channel. And be sure to click on the bell to get notified for all the new clips we post.
Donald Trump showed the political establishment how things can really get done if you truly want to change. If you want to bring a better America, make America great. From the minute he said that slogan, people were dogging him.
Like your last caller, we are extremely upset with this situation. There's 72 million of us out here.
I get it, and I'm going to say to my fellow Americans what I try to impart to my children, to my kids. Don't be consumed with anger. Don't let anger and rage take your eye off the ball. Don't get distracted. Keep things in perspective. The fight is on. We got to fight like we've never fought before. We should appreciate the efforts at election transparency. For the media to mock that, when you hear a pundit say, oh, you know, it's crazy, and if Hillary did this, we'd be upset. Reject that. You know better. You know 2020 isn't a convention. A lot of the conventional establishment pundits are used to the establishment. They're used to the status quo. They hate the status quo being challenged. And as the other caller said, that's the whole nature of the Trump presidency. That's why they hate him. They can't believe the status quo has been challenged the way he challenged it. They cannot believe the institutional environment they're comfortable with has been upended. So when you hear, you know, pundits who say, oh, if Biden were doing this, we'd be upset. Here's what I know. If the shoe was on the other foot, the media would be taking these claims of election interference and fraud real seriously. I mean, I heard for 4 years that Donald Trump was a Russian agent named Boris. I heard that Boris and Natasha infiltrated the White House and corrupted the Trump administration. That's what the media said in the pages of the New York Times and the Wall Street, all of them, Washington Post. Russia was impacting our election. So now that we're in a year where people who hate voter ID laws sit back and say it's perfectly fine to have, you know, millions and millions of ballots mailed in, you know, because of COVID, we're just supposed to accept it and say, thank you, sir, may I have another? Well, Americans aren't going to do that. And normal Americans have a right to be concerned. And if you disagree with me, please, we'll put you to the top of the line. 800-655-MIKE. Let's start with Sarah. Sarah, welcome. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'd like to say what is happening now has been happening, but it didn't hit the presidency. And all the Republicans should never abandon our president, and there is some good Democrats. Wake up and say this should be to the bitter end.
Well, I like your point about why people are abandoning the president now after ostensibly supporting him for 4 years. Why are you bailing now? Why would you, listen, defer to him and his legal team, and they're fighting, and they're fighting diligently, just like Trump fought for 4 years, just like he fought during the 2016 campaign. Now you want to bail? I don't think so. David, you're up. Hey, David, welcome aboard.
Hey. I love your show, buddy.
Thanks, David. Thank you very much.
Listen, and we miss you in upstate New York, brother.
I miss the upstate as well. I miss upstate New York a lot. Thank you.
Yeah. I got a question for you, Mike, because I listen to you every day. I don't understand what's going on, because I'm either getting too old or life is passing me by. Women are being beaten. Children are being beaten. Verbally abusive. They're threats. Candace Owens was on TV the other night. They're actually, she's got death threats against us.
Yep.
Why are the Republicans not mad as hell?
Well, most are. I mean, the people I know are. People like you are. Good, solid Americans who love their country are furious. And that's why I'm cautioning you not to let your anger cloud your faith. Don't let it be destructive. We don't do what they do. We don't attack diners who are sitting outside the Willard Hotel. We don't throw fireworks at them and assault them. We don't punch people in the face walking, trying to get on the subway. You ought to hear what's going on in New York City with the violence in the streets of New York right now. And guess what? It is as blatant. Any cop will tell you. Some woman got thrown in front of a subway the other day by some random person on the platform. Thank goodness she had the wherewithal to, like, tuck her body under the approaching train and she wasn't killed. A Broadway actor was punched in the face the other day, fractured his eye socket. It was a stranger, just hit him, you know, in the mouth. Or in the eye. You either pretend that isn't happening, or we face it head on, and we face it with a resolve that this is still the greatest country in the world, and we're going to do better, and we're gonna persevere. We're gonna win. Hang in there. Thank you. 800-655-MIKE. Ruth, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Mike. I love your show.
Thank you, Ruth. I appreciate that.
Good. I just wanted to tell you, I wake up every day and I'm furious with the way that they have tried to get President Donald Trump out of that office, out of the presidency from the very beginning, because he tried to show the truth and all their dirty little lies and open their little can of worms. I should say big can of worms. And you know, my own sons won't talk to me because I love Donald Trump.
I know.
It just blows my mind.
I know. But Ruth, here, honestly, and I know what you tell your son, even if you disagree politically. You tell your son, you keep fighting, you keep your head up, you stay true to your beliefs, and you understand that goodness will prevail. And Ruth, this time will pass. This too shall pass. You know, as this virus is reportedly surging throughout America, Pfizer today is going to the FDA to get emergency authorization to distribute the vaccine. Good, and that's something that Operation Warp Speed completed. It was Operation Warp Speed. It was the Trump administration. So as we're worried about coronavirus, as we're stressed about the election, this chapter is going to pass, but we've got to keep fighting for truth. There's no downside in fighting for truth. And the truth is, if there was election fraud, it needs to be uncovered. So take a moment today. Take just a quick moment and do something spiritual. And I got the idea for you. I've got a prayer that we're going to sponsor over 3,000 kids in our Angel Tree campaign, which is the prison fellowship ministry that delivers a Christmas present to a child whose mom or dad is in prison, is incarcerated. We're at like 2,850 kids. We're about 150 children away from getting to 3,000. That'll just be our first week of the campaign. Prison Fellowship is a ministry that is truly, truly Christ-centered and shares God's love with children whose parents are incarcerated. And I'm so grateful for the generosity of this audience, the most generous listening audience in the world, that already we're nearing 3,000 kids. Please go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Angel Tree banner and make any size contribution you can afford. $22 will get a child, will save Christmas for a child who is at risk, who's the son or daughter of a prisoner. Please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner with the Christmas tree. Let's see, who's going to take me over 3,000 children sponsored today? I promise I will deliver a big prize package to somebody who does, courtesy of my buddy Mike Lindell and MyPillow. MikeOnline.com, the Angel Tree banner. Coming up, curfews, stay-at-home orders, and mask mandates. It's all part of what's on our horizon. Stay with us.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
We're hearing reporters saying there's no evidence, as if they themselves looked. They haven't. The media hasn't seen anything because we're not at the end of a legal process. The reason why you can't find evidence, you're not looking. So right now they're looking. Give them a shot. You allowed for Russian collusion for 4 years. Give a couple of weeks on this.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Really, really common sense, sensible perspective from Greg Gutfeld last night. The media is saying, well, there's no evidence. Well, what have they done? What have they done? This is from The Five on the Fox News channel. Some words of wisdom that I think everybody ought to absorb.
We're hearing reporters saying there's no evidence, as if they themselves looked. They haven't. The media hasn't seen anything because we're not at the end of a legal process, right? Today was an overview when they discussed it, and nothing has been ruled out. If the shoe was on the other foot and we were talking about malfeasance by Republicans, these reporters that smirk on television all the time would actually be doing the reporting. They would be actually doing the investigating. It's not investigating just to listen to a press conference and saying there's no evidence, because you know they wouldn't have done that if it were on the Republicans. The reason why you can't find evidence, you're not looking. So right now they're looking. Give them a shot. You allowed for Russian collusion for 4 years. Give a couple of weeks on this. So instead of acting like this is some kind of personal affront, just treat it like news. Just treat it like news. And maybe I'm crazy, but if Michigan did send their votes to be counted in Germany by a Venezuelan firm, okay. I'm saying. Maybe that'll all wash out. But maybe, why can't I ask about it? And why
you
can't
can you can ask?
Let me finish. No. Maybe a media enterprise, right, can look at the process presently and historically. What is wrong with the voting process? What is with a lot of these conventions that are outmoded? What's the future going to be like? Instead of sitting there and smirking at our audience because they don't trust this process, because for 4 years, the media has been crapping on them every single day. They have every right to be suspicious.
You know, I love that position about, instead of smirking at Americans. And see, I'm not willing to do that. There are some of my so-called colleagues, I guess, in the conservative punditry world who are smirking right now. And they're making fun of Rudy Giuliani and the hair dye going down his face. I get it. It was actually pretty wild. Memo to hairdressers, don't put your client out there in front of hot lights if you're going to dye their hair, apparently right before the press conference. And I have to admit, it was unintentionally hilarious. At one point, one of the comments I saw on social media was, it was like Rudy opened the Ark of the Covenant. I'm looking at that. What are those black streaks coming down his face? And I get it. Okay, get distracted by that. But then continue to smirk at millions of people who say, you can't tell me that when millions and millions of Americans mailed in their ballot, that everything went fine. I don't know about you. I went to the ballot box. I voted in person because I don't want to stick my cherished vote in the mail. And I know that many, many millions of people did, so great. Now we get to sit back and hope that every legal vote can somehow get counted and every illegal vote can be thrown out and prepare for the worst, hope for the best, and do what we can do and fight like hell for the two runoffs in Georgia as a starting point. Don't minimize that. You know how nuts they are on the left? They're already lining up and warning Joe Biden, you're on our timetable. You're on our timetable. The squad had a press conference yesterday. AOC, Rashida Tlaib, these really extremist radical Democrats who we all know are calling the shots. You want this to run the presidency, the Senate, and the House, the entire federal government?
I don't want anybody here to think that we're not winning. Because let me tell you something, we're winning. It's working. It's happening. That's what our next move is. It's to make sure that the Biden administration keeps its promise. We know that we don't just make that demand and walk away. We have to organize for it. We have to bring the heat for it.
I urge you all to continue raising this issue. Because we hear you. We are here with you, and we stand by you.
We're going to make sure that the Biden administration sticks to our timeline, is moving towards our timeline. And so I ask all of you, do not move from the needle. Do not.
Yeah, well, and they won't. Believe me, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are going to pressure and battle their way into getting Biden to deliver the far-left, anti-police, anti-military, anti-American agenda that they want delivered. And you think Biden's going to stand up to them? Joe Biden is not able to stand up to his alarm clock. He ain't going to miss nap time. That's what we're up against. And while we're on the subject of radicalism, Colin Kaepernick, of course, is the architect of kneeling and anti-American protests, kneeling during the Star-Spangled Banner to intentionally disrespect the Star-Spangled Banner. And many believe that he is the face of the Black Lives Matter movement. People in Philadelphia know about a guy named Mumia Abu-Jamal. You ever heard of him? You ever heard about what he did to a Philadelphia police officer one winter night? A guy named Danny Faulkner executed him. Was quoted in the hospital as saying, I shot the MF-er and I hope he dies. Well, he did die, leaving a young widow. A cop killer who has been canonized by the far left. Radical crazies on the left have made a saint out of this convicted, admitted cop killer named Mumia Abu-Jamal. You ever seen anybody with a Free Mumia t-shirt on? Go the other way. As we hear about people getting pushed on the tracks in New York City on the subways and punched in the face and assaulted by strangers, if somebody's got a Free Mumia t-shirt on, walk to the other side of the street. But Colin Kaepernick is back, and he's got a message about this Philadelphia cop killer, Mumia Abu-Jamal.
He had no record before he was arrested and framed for the death of a Philadelphia police officer. We're in the midst of a movement that says Black Lives Matter. Then it means that Mumia's life and legacy must matter. He is a human being that deserves to be free. Free Mumia.
That's Colin Kaepernick. Free the convicted cop killer, because Mumia Abu-Jamal has was a correspondent for NPR behind bars, was delivering college commencement addresses. Look the case up. Ask anybody, do we have to bring back poor Maureen Faulkner again and have her relive the agony of her husband being brutally executed, laying on his back in the streets of Philadelphia while this monster loomed over him and shot him in the face and killed him, begging for his life? This is what we're going to go back to? Well, let the Democrats win the Senate, have AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar running the Democrat Party because they control everything, and you just better hang on. You can't even begin to appreciate how bad things will get if we let that happen. Now, there's still, we still have the power. We still have our voice. We still have our wallets. We still have our citizenship and our patriotism. And as I say all the time, don't forget something. There's a lot more of us than there are of them. Don't lose sight of that. I saw that, I heard Nicole Malliotakis say this morning that there were 27 up for grabs races, you know, that were up for, you know, jump ball for 27 races, contested. The Republicans won all of them. So don't lose sight of that. AOC can lie and say that we're not worried and we're doing fine. They're worried. They know they have a razor-thin margin now in the House of Representatives because Republicans gave them a shellacking in this election. Just tune out the noise, stay focused on positivity, on the greatness of America, on our unity, and we're going to get through everything. Chad, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show, 17 minutes before the hour, the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Mike. One thing I think is going to happen, if Biden becomes president and starts that agenda that they want from the far left, the truckers in the United States, 90% are behind Trump. They can shut this country down. The truckers could just say, that's it. If you're going to have that agenda, we are shutting you down. And I'll guarantee you, within a week, the country will be on its knees and the Democrats will have to concede that the power is with the people.
Yeah, we don't need to. I appreciate your passion, but we don't need to get to that point. We need to do everything the way we do it, which is lawful, which is passionate, which is powerful. We need to fight for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. We got to make sure that the Senate does not go to the Democrats. We have to exercise our constitutional authority to do that. And incidentally, we have a right to let our voices be heard, and we have a right to expect the truth will be uncovered. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong. Every legal vote should be counted. That's what, I mean, again, let me play Kevin McCarthy's message one more time. That the minority leader from Congressman Kevin McCarthy, said something that was very, very simple, yet very profound yesterday.
Yes, at the end of the day, when every legal vote is counted, when every recount is finished, and every legal challenge is heard, yeah, people will accept what the results are.
What's wrong? Is there anything you could just debate about that? Anything you want to dispute, I'm all ears. 800-655-MIKE. Keep your text messages coming on the Squad Pod text line. We appreciate it so much. It's 800-655-6453. Standard text messaging rates may apply. If you're disgusted with big tech censorship, well, luckily there's Squad Pod, the American-made communication platform for all of us who value privacy. Visit squadpod.com/MikeG. Join my squad. Find out why we trust Squad Pod, and you should too.
Mike Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, the real problem with this is it is fraud. And the problem with that is any situation after this, any election after this is tainted.
Hi, Mike. My name is Jan. I just want to say that I very much appreciate you keeping the public aware as much as you can and informed.
Jan, it's an honor and it's a privilege and it's a blessing. We have more blessings than burdens, as Kathy Lee Gifford puts it. And I'm grateful that she repeated that, and it kind of inspired me today. I'm also inspired. Look how close we are. Let me give you a little bit of advice, just a little bit, on a Friday before Thanksgiving. We're stressed. We are all facing big challenges. Do something godly and you will immediately feel better. We're so close to reaching my self-imposed goal today of 3,000 children to get a Christmas gift. The children who are children of prisoners in America. That's the Prison Fellowship Ministry, and we kick things off like nobody ever has. We're almost at 3,000 kids. Look how close we are, 2,919 children. It only costs $22 to have a Christmas gift delivered to the child of a prisoner in America. $22. $220 will sponsor 10 kids. Yesterday, my buddy Joey Hudson, who's going through a lot of stuff as well in his life, he took the opportunity to sponsor 25 children. $22. Whatever you can give, please go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. And I'm telling you, this is God-centered work. You're going to have a Bible, the gospel. You're going to have a Christmas gift and a letter from this child's parent that you're sponsoring that says, I love you. Hang in there. Merry Christmas. I miss you. I'll be home. Do you realize what that'll do to that child? You're going to save Christmas for kids. And we're close. I'm only, 2,919. What is that, Eric? My math is so bad. 81? We're 81 children away? 81 children away from hitting 3,000. Who's going to take us over? Come on, you can do it. Go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, and I promise you, if you take 3 minutes to do this, you will immediately feel good because you know you're doing a godly thing. You're doing something that God blesses. You're helping a child who would ordinarily be alone on Christmas and not think that they're even cared for or loved. They're being raised right now by their grandparents or a family friend or an aunt or an uncle. How about a message from their parent? I talked to Mike Lindell last week. Again, please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner. And Mike just wanted to share, we're going to get back on the show, but he wanted to share his appreciation for all the support that MyPillow is getting. And people are going nuts over this offer that he brought back. And he did it just as a thank you. The MyPillow, the premium MyPillow is normally $69.98. The pre-election special took $40 off the pillow, took it down to $29.98. This pillow is the pillow that everybody wants, never goes flat. Everybody's talking about it. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, a great patriot fighting for Minnesota. Guess what? The pre-election special is back. $69.98 becomes $29.98 for a premium MyPillow when you enter the promo code MikeG. These bathrobes are the most comfortable bathrobe. I'm walking around my bathrobe. I may live in my bathrobe. I might bring it into work. $99, just $69 when you use the promo code MikeG. Perfect timing. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Here's Robert. Hey, Robert, happy Thanksgiving a few days early. How are you, sir?
Good, and as well for you and your family.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that.
I appreciate what you're doing, and you're right. We have no choice. And obviously, Trump was the only one that brought all this to the forefront.
Yep.
And there's still no support at all. So I don't know where to, you know, like Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, he gets a lot of support. No. He's got a lot. Look at you.
I'm talking about from the government, you know, Barr.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah, Barr.
I know, but guess what? But here's the government. You and I are the government. We're the people. And there's, first of all, Trump isn't going to go anywhere. You know, he'll always be known as the 45th president of the United States. And secondly, we're not either, Robert. Keep fighting the good fight. Coming up, I hope you saw Vice President Pence and the press conference yesterday about the pandemic, the vaccine. And if you missed Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, we got a lot of that audio coming up. Don't go away. We're just getting revved up. As the Mike Gallagher Show continues, brought to you in part by Fellowship Home Loans, 800-510-MIKE or fellowshiphomeloans.com.